And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
What does it mean to effectively govern? In politics, our notions of effective governance, unfortunately, seem to evolve on a daily basis as partisan battles and global events unfold. But in the corporate world, it's supposed to be very simple. The law of all 50 states governing corporate matters are pretty clear about the duties of a board member, the duty of care, and the duty of loyalty. So what are these duties? The duty of care is essentially the need to come prepared to board meetings. That's right, prepared. Not distracted, not last minute, actually reading reports before they're issued and marking them up, getting ready to ask good questions. Be ready to challenge the decisions of company leaders. Be a strategic sounding board for the future direction of the company. The duty of loyalty is avoiding conflicts of interest. That means full disclosure of any vested information or on the outcome of a decision, avoiding politics, cronyism, nepotism, you name it. If you're serving on a board or thinking about serving on boards, whether they're profit or not-for-profit, embrace these three basic best practices. Number one, develop effective onboarding and initial director training. So many directors join boards without really understanding the mission or core values or even business model of the company. Second, periodically visit and revisit balance and diversity of your board from a talent, thinking, approaches, and relevancy perspective. And third, establish metrics for evaluating the effectiveness of the board. One big board theme these days is accountability. Custom tailor and align these metrics with current goals and challenges of the company. Commit to training and mentoring and outside advice to strengthen the skill sets of the board on a continuing basis. In a nutshell, it's an honor and a privilege to serve others and to serve organizations as a board member, but you must embrace your role as a steward and a fiduciary with passion, with commitment, and with a clear understanding of the company's objectives.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.